Acceptance, acceptance, acceptance. This is Monk Inga from the Absolute Monastery in Kempo. This morning I talk about acceptance. What does it mean? Acceptance is believing. So I accept myself. I believe in myself. I believe in who I am. I believe that I am God, what I am. And I accept my as being God. This is the basic of all what I'm thinking about and I'm talking about. So acceptance. Acceptance is when I receive a gift and I accept it. Even if it is something is not really that I like it, but I accept it. It's always a way of make somebody else happy with it or to use it in some way. There is always a possibility. There are so many ways of using things which at the first moment maybe I think, no, what shall I do with this? But just leave it there and then comes the moment I can use it. This is acceptance. And accepting the program, accepting a given program, the program we have here in the monastery. And yes, it is very convenient. I like it, having this program, so I know what I have to do and how things are going. Then accepting. I accept myself, the body I have. I love my body. My body is whole and perfect. This I accept and I believe in it and I say it loud to me every day. Acceptance. Acceptance is all what there is. What comes along my way. I accept it. I like it. This is an easy way in being in harmony with myself. The moment I accept everything and see the good in it, it's always a training to see the good in everything and in everybody who is around me. But it is a good training for myself because accepting means that I am always in harmony with myself and everything goes wonderful. And I accept also that it's there one universal mind. And everybody, I as everybody else, has access to this mind. I believe it because I have noticed that once I have put a cause into motion or have a desire to do something or have something or talk about something, lo and behold, not this mind, the thought I have is expressed from another person. This confirms that I did not talk to the other person did not talk to me, but the same thought was expressed. This means it's a confirmation for me that there indeed is an universal mind. And it is wonderful because everybody is free, has a free choice to use it and has to accept what it finds there in the universal mind. There is everything. Everything is available there. This is about acceptance. The more I think about acceptance, the more I realize the importance this word has. It is also very common in the commercial life for accepting a bill, accepting a check, and accepting a contract. Yes, making a contract. If I make a contract, I accept the conditions. As conditions, they are set up, and I accept them. Otherwise, how can I sign the contract without accepting those conditions? Because I am the one who must fulfill the conditions I have signed in the contract. So it is always accepting, accepting, and always saying yes, 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 I like me. Yes, everything is wonderful. Everything is available. Everything is good. And I am myself. I like me, I like me. This is always accepting, because sometimes it's a thing that if I hurt my foot, well, I accept also this. I say immediately, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect. And lo and behold, that there is no hurt. It's no hurt. It is all whole and perfect. Seems strange, but so it is. I have so many demonstrations, so many ways in proving this, but sometimes I even, it is so normal. It's so normal for me that without taking notice of it, it is just, it's a normal life, it's a flood, it's a flowing, everything is going well. And as I accept it, when I accept it and without worrying about it, it's already gone. Yes, so it is. Therefore, this word accepting and believing, yeah, believing in what I really want to do, in believing in myself, believing that I am God, God I am. These are simple things and very fundamental, very, it is a principle that as I accept these things, these statements, I have the benefit. And I have the benefit. What else do I want? I want only the best for myself. And I accept it. I accept it as I see only the best for myself and in everybody around me. This is also an acceptance and a believing. Because as I believe in somebody to be true and honest, even at that moment it seems the appearance, the appearance is different, but I realize that as I speak my word is powerful, and that comes forth, the wholeness, the perfection, the honesty comes forth. It shows up. Yes, this is also a very important thing. It's sometimes I also thought, what can I do? Why should I say, speak my word for somebody else? Because everybody has his choice to do what he wants, is free to do what he wants. Why should I bother about? No, it is now different. I take it, yes, I speak my word, and no, and whatever I do for myself in silence. In silence for myself, without ringing the bell or saying, hello, I did this. Hello, did you know I have done this? Or did you recognize what I did for you? Not at all. Not at all. Only for myself. I do it for myself. I speak this word for somebody else, for some other condition. I do it for myself and enjoy it myself. Without knowing or without saying or spreading around, I have done this, I am able to do that, and so on. No, I enjoy myself, I am happy, have a smile on my face, and say, I like me. I like me, and so I wish you a wonderful day, and see you next. Bye-bye.